Dear students, welcome all to the third module of Triangles chapter. Now, let's have a small recap of what we have learnt in the previous two modules. Firstly, we got introduced to the concept of similarity of polygons and triangles in particular. Then, we learnt about the basic proportionality theorem or Thales theorem, which states that if a line is drawn parallel to one side of a triangle to intersect the other two sides in distinct points, the other two sides are divided in the same ratio. We had also proved that the converse of this theorem is also true. For two triangles to be similar, their corresponding angles should be equal and their corresponding sides should be proportional. However, it is not necessary to check all the six parts. There are three criteria for solving similarity of triangles. The first one is angle similarity criterion, which we had learnt in the previous module in detail. It states that if in two triangles corresponding angles are equal, then their corresponding sides are proportional and hence two triangles are similar. As a corollary of this, we have learnt that checking the equality of only two corresponding angles is sufficient to prove the similarity of the two triangles. In this module, we will check what will happen if the corresponding sides are proportional. We will check whether this alone is sufficient to prove the similarity. Yes, it is. And let us see how. Now we will see the SSS similarity. SSS similarity says, if in two triangles, sides of one triangle are proportional to the sides of the other triangle, then their corresponding angles are equal and hence the two triangles are similar. This criterion is only referred to as the SSS similarity criterion. We have two triangles ABC and DEF with ratio of corresponding sides same. That is, AB by DE is equal to BC by EF, which is equal to CA by FD. Students, please refer to slide number 6. These are the three pairs of proportional sides. So, what I want to prove is triangle ABC is similar to triangle DEF. For this, I need to prove angle A is equal to angle D, angle B is equal to angle E, angle C is equal to angle F. So, how do I proceed? First, mark a point P on DE and Q on DF such that AB is equal to DP and AC becomes equal to DQ. Join P and Q. We already know that AB by DE is equal to AC by DF. According to construction, AB is equal to DP and AC is equal to DQ. We can substitute for AB and AC and get DP by DE is equal to DQ by DF. This implies that the reciprocal of DP by DE, which is dE by dP is equal to reciprocal of dQ by dF, which is dF by dQ. By subtracting 1 and writing the reciprocal, we get dP by PE is equal to dQ by QF. What can be implied from the equality of these ratios? Yes, PQ is parallel to EF according to the converse of BPT. Since these two line segments are parallel, their corresponding angles are equal. Therefore, angle DPQ is equal to angle E and angle DQP is equal to angle F. Looking at these ratios, can you recall the first similarity criterion of triangles? Yes, by AA similarity, triangle DPQ is similar to triangle DEF. Since we know that the ratio of corresponding sides of two similar triangles are equal, DP by DE is equal to DQ by DF, which is equal to PQ by EF. We are also given that corresponding sides of triangle ABC and triangle DEF are in the same ratio. That is, DP by DE is equal to DQ by DF, which is equal to BC by EF. By comparing the above two results, we get PQ is equal to BC. Now, consider triangle ABC and triangle DPQ. AB is equal to DP, AC is equal to DQ by construction, and already we have proved BC is equal to PQ. So, what can we call triangle ABC and triangle DPQ? Yes, they are congruent triangles by SSS congruence condition. This implies their corresponding angles are equal. Therefore, angle A is equal to angle D, angle B is equal to angle DPQ, which is equal to angle E, and angle C is equal to angle DQP, which is equal to angle F. Therefore, triangle ABC is similar to triangle DEF. Now, let us see one example based on SSS similarity. Students, please refer to slide number 8. Two triangles VZW and VXY are given. Refer to the figure for the lengths of each of the sides. We have to check whether triangle VZW is similar to triangle VXY. Now, let us start checking the ratios of their corresponding sides. VZ by VY is equal to 2 by 3. VW by VX is equal to 2 by 3. And WZ by XY is also equal to 2 by 3. Therefore, by SSS similarity criterion, we get triangle VZW is similar to triangle VXY. From the above explanation and example, we have clearly established that two triangles will be similar if their corresponding sides are proportional. Can someone tell me what happens if one angle of a triangle is equal to one angle of other triangle and the sides including these angles are proportional? Yes, you thought it right. The two triangles are said to be similar. This takes us to another similarity criterion, which is known as side angle side criterion. Now let us try to prove this above statement. Consider two triangles ABC and DEF, where AB by DE is equal to AC by DF and angle A is equal to angle D. Students, please refer to slide number 10. Take two points P and Q on the sides DE and DF respectively, such that DP is equal to AB and DQ is equal to AC. It is already given that AB by DE is equal to AC by DF. Since DP is equal to AB and DQ is equal to AC, DP by DE is equal to DQ by DF. Taking reciprocal and subtracting 1 from both the sides and taking reciprocal again, we get DP by PE is equal to DQ by QF. By BPT, PQ is parallel to EF. This implies angle DPQ is equal to angle E and angle DQP is equal to angle F. Therefore, by SAS congruence condition, triangle ABC is congruent to triangle DPQ. Therefore, by CPCT, angle B is equal to angle DPQ and angle C is equal to angle DQP. Therefore, we get angle B is equal to angle DPQ, which is equal to angle E. Also, angle C is equal to angle DQP, which is also equal to angle F. This implies angle B is equal to angle E, angle C is equal to angle F, and also we are given angle A is equal to angle D. Therefore, by AAA similarity, triangle ABC is similar to triangle DEF. Students, you may refer to slide number 12 for a solved example. Consider a triangle ABC. Points D, E and F are on the sides AB, AC and BC respectively, such that AD is equal to 3 cm. DB is equal to 4 cm, BF is equal to 2.5 cm, FC is equal to 2 cm, CE is equal to 4 cm and AE is equal to 5 cm. Join DE, EF and FD. Find the parallel lines and the lengths of the same. Let us try to solve this. First, let us check if DE is parallel to BC using the given data. We know that AD by DB is equal to 3 by 4 and AE by EC is equal to 5 by 4. This clearly proves that AD by DB is not equal to AE by EC. Therefore, by converse of basic proportionality theorem, we get DE is not parallel to BC. Next, let us now check if EF is parallel to AB. Using the given data, EC by EA is equal to 4 by 5 and CF by FB is equal to 2 by 2.5, which is equal to 4 by 5. This implies EC by EA is equal to CF by FB. Therefore, by converse of basic proportionality theorem, we get EF is parallel to AB. In triangle CFE and triangle CBA, CE by CA is equal to 4 by 9 and CF by CB is equal to 4 by 9. Angle FCE is equal to angle BCA, which is common. Therefore, by SAS similarity, we get triangle CFE is similar to triangle CBA. This implies sides are proportional. Also, this implies EF by AB is equal to CE by CA, that is EF by 7 is equal to 4 by 9, which gives EF is equal to 28 by 9 and AB is equal to 7 cm. In this module, we had established the similarity criteria such as side-side-side and side-angle-side. We even saw the application of the same using a couple of solved examples. I hope the concept is very clear in your mind right now. Thank you for going through this module.